Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Zero. I want to say thanks to Sean Paul, who is a Free Talk Live silver supporter of our AMPS program. Sean contributing $5 a month to AMPS, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the fact that we're here 7 nights a week talking about the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency on broadcast radio all across the United States, then you can help us out, as Sean has done, at amps.freetalklive.com. amps.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up. It's our Patreon, and it's as little as $5 a month. And you get some perks. You get access to the supporters-only podcast, which has the full radio show without the recorded commercials, and there's some other perks as well. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll get into, Chris, your story. We're going to find out about a 14-plus year-long fight over just trying to share files on the Internet. But first, we got this caller. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name? Hello?
Ian, it's David, Jackson, Michigan.
David, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Tell you what, like I've told you before, I catch this on WKHM out of Jackson.
Yes, sir. Great station.
Usually at 9 o'clock.
Indeed.
Last week, we talked about the Chinese balloon that finally got shot down.
Yeah, after it had traversed the entirety of the United States.
Yes, you remember. Of course we remember.
Yeah.
Now, evidently, what little blips of news I get, and I haven't dug in too deep because I'm kind of busy with a broken hand. Anyways.
Okay.
Why is this newest one shot down over the Aleutian Islands? And heck, I think it was wasn't a defense secretary. It may have been a spokesperson. Said, well, it fell on the water, which was frozen. I'm thinking, huh? It fell on the water, which was frozen. Now, what kind of language is that? Anyways.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I thought it got shot down over the ocean.
Yeah, I thought it got shot down off the coast of South Carolina.
This is the second one that's happened in the past about 15 hours.
Oh, so it was a different balloon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, but they didn't describe it as a balloon, and that's one of my questions is, well, if the first one was a so-called balloon, it's awful cold at 80,000 feet, and what kind of fuel are they running in these things, first
solar.
Of all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, but...
well, that's what they advertised. That's what the news reported it as.
Oh, and of course, what news?
I mean, it could be wrong, but and they often are. So you got a
right.
point. You got a point there.
Sure.
Right, and you know, if that was the size of two buses, or what the little report's coming out, but the second one, just 15 or maybe 24 hours ago, they picked that one off at the and landed on hard water. That's about how we described it, and I said, I can do a better job than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I do recall seeing some kind of headline that there was some object that the military shot down near Alaska, so that's the one you're referring to?
Yeah, this just happened. I'm thinking, well, and they said it was about the size of a car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a car, okay, car. But they don't know it's Chinese, but they knew for sure the other one was.
Well, and supposedly the Chinese government acknowledged the last one.
Yes, and they want it back.
Well, good luck with them on that one. David, anything else you want to share tonight?
I don't know. I really don't want to go into too heavy a politics. Let me ask you guys, what's shaking out New Hampshire?
Well, it is right now. It's political season here. The politicians are, you know, they're having their session at the state house, the senators and such. So legislation is being heard. There's public hearings. There's testimony. And so that's the time of the year that we're in right now for New Hampshire. A lot of political action is going on here.
Yeah, there's some interesting nullification bills that got some really interesting responses, actually.
What are nullification bills?
You're talking about the one, Chris, that sort of, what was it, HCR 3, I think, was a resolution that would essentially say...
I guess it wasn't a bill, but yeah.
I mean, it's a bill, but it's not a law. It's not going to be a law. It would just be a statement, or whatever, a resolution that would essentially resolve to, I don't have the wording in front of me, but essentially, you know, say, hey, we are a sovereign state and, you know, we are we have power over the federal government, essentially.
I think so. Yeah, there was something interesting said about how it was, like, unconstitutional or something, which is, I thought, really funny.
It was an 18-0 vote in the committee to what they call ITL, or essentially kill the bill. Now, it still has to go to the full state house. It may get pulled onto the state house floor for a full discussion, so we've yet to, you know, the full vote hasn't happened yet on this, but the committee bill, the committee hearing did happen. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We continue here. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Two Daves in a row. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you talking about the government question in Florida, Disney, all of that, in addition to every other government question. And I dare you to have an honest conversation on this one. The country was set up, and this is where you need to have a conversation. Otherwise, just a dispensing with it with one statement won't do it. You need to have a conversation. Otherwise, it's not valid. The country was set up to give you everything that you say that you want, that you're trying to get. And the people that set up the country even warned you that some MFers are going to come along repeatedly and break the law and try to take it from you. And they did, and they said that you need to guard it jealously, and you need to have frequent combat, if necessary, to the point of every 20 years you might have to fight people that are coming in and trying to steal it from you. You need to guard it jealously, and what's another one? Water the tree of liberty with the blood of patriots and despots or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk with you about this one, David, because I don't think that violence is the solution. I know that there are people that do. I'm not saying that it's wrong to defend yourself. I think that that's, you know, acceptable, but there's a certain...
It is self-defense.
Well, I understand that argument as well, but a lot of people aren't going to see it that way. They're going to see it as illegitimate.
Okay, let's not... I don't want to waste a lot of time on the violence aspect of it, because if you do it right, you don't even need violence.
Do what?
All you have to do is force them out in many different ways, and it's very detailed. It's not like I can say, you know, do A, and it's all, no.
Well, that's why we're trying to secede from the United States. I mean, that's the best way to force them out.
But that's not going to solve it. That's not going to solve it.
What do you mean? Why not?
I think it's a great idea in the spirit of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how America did it, right? Like, we seceded from the UK.
Yes.
They didn't like it, but we did.
Yes, but it's two different things. If you start making a patchwork of the United States in the current world environment, if I'm China, for instance, if you're New Hampshire and you actually succeed and the United States says, so long, good luck, and you have your open borders policy, this is just one little thing of a bunch of things that can be done to you. So now you got open borders. I'm China. I'm sending 1 billion Chinese to come live. Huh?
No, that would be the whole country of China. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
No. It would not be the whole country, but
just about
for the sake of, you know, I'm not going to let's not do on the minutia. Let's say half of China. Then let's say 500 million. What if I put 500 million Chinese in New Hampshire and use it as a military base? What are you going to do about it?
Well, there's people with guns here, David. You understand that, right?
500 million people.
There's not that many aircraft carriers, dude, in China. That's not going to happen.
Why wouldn't it? If you got open borders, why would I not come and take you?
Because you have to have somewhere to be. You have to rent a house or buy a house or whatever.
The Chinese are barely able to cross the sea, okay? You think they're going to cross the ocean to invade New Hampshire? First of all, the U.S. government wouldn't allow that. They would invade before the Chinese got here.
Plus, New Hampshire's on the other side of the world from China as well, right?
They wouldn't have the key. This is the funny thing about, like, New Hampshire. Like, there's no threat to New Hampshire. It'd be in New Hampshire's independence, if it were independence, other than like the United States itself.
Agreed.
Okay, let's go back to rather than continuing to go down that. Remember, the original proposition that I brought to you was not New Hampshire and secession in China. The original proposition is, if you had jealously guarded what you had post 1776. You wouldn't be in this position today.
Well, it's too late. I mean, the people didn't do that, so
no,
here we are.
Too late. No, it's not too late.
What do you propose?
I told you there's a 100 or 1,000 different things to do, and it'll take a little bit of time to discuss it.
Well, name one.
I'm happy to begin. Pardon?
Name one. Start with one.
Start with one?
Yeah, just give us one.
Don't ever buy anything again from a corporation that's involved with the U.S. government.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You can't even buy.
You're too lazy. You already quit.
No, you're giving us an impossibility. Okay, let's back up a second,
no,
right?
No,
you could go live out in the woods David does.
First-hand experience with this. I'm a small business owner. It's a corporation, but I'm a small business owner, okay? We have less than 10 employees, okay? We have some contractors, too, but anyway. Point is, we're a small corporation. Every single business of any size, anything that's a corporation, is basically doing business with the U.S. government. This includes us. And we're not talking about just one federal government agency. We're talking about multiple federal government agencies. We're talking about, like, the people you've never even heard of, like the nuclear, I don't even know, like, what's the nuclear, the energy, Department of Energy, NOAA, you know, the weather guys. I'm trying to think who else.
Chris, you're just enabling the federal government. See, if you would just stop selling to the federal government, then that would bring them down, or would at least help bring them down.
We're back up a moment. Okay, so first of all, you're talking about a government that has a... If we don't provide them with something that only we produce, they could literally just go and buy a whole company much larger than us and do the same effective thing if they need something.
So why shouldn't you make the money?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't work. I mean, I'm not against like not buying from Disney or like not participating to the degree that you could reasonably like somehow stifle something, but it isn't necessarily rational to be like, okay, if government, let's say taxes, for example, if the government is going to force at a point of gun money, taking money from you, right? Refusing to take services in return isn't going to somehow magically make the government go away.
No, it sure won't.
What you're doing is you're effectively getting a small percentage of your own money back. So it's
just a feel good move.
Right.
Know, that's all.
I'm
going to bring David back on for his response. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, there's lots of responses, but first of all, you've already quit before you've even tried. Chris or anybody, do you happen to have had great-great-grandparents or great-grandparents?
Probably, yes.
Doesn't everybody? I mean, how else would you be here?
How much business did they do with major corporations, just for one instance?
So what you're advocating is to get back to the land, right? Because you live hut.
No.
Okay, build your own house. Is that what you're suggesting? Don't contract with anyone. Do everything yourself. Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't have to do everything yourself. The Amish actually are a good example. If I can try to detach you from getting back to the land, because they're also business persons other than agriculture. They just happen to recognize the value.
How big is too big? When it comes to a corporation, how big is too big for you?
The Well, I use the descriptor of corporations that are intertwined with the government.
But Chris just gave you an example of how it is that he, who has a small company that has less than 10
right.
employees, is quote-unquote
right.
intertwined with the government because he services
right.
them and sells them products. Further, Chris also
right.
buys products from China.
Right.
Right.
Like, how do you...
So you're part of the problem. You're cutting your own throat.
Where is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to to build an entire manufacturing plant in India so as to make you happy?
Did the people that made this country for you to live in comfortably, did they sacrifice anything?
Look, I am not against, like, I am very much a fan of resistance, right? But what I'm trying to say is this is not resistance. This
is just not doing business with somebody or whatever.
Look, it's not going to, like, make or break my company, right? Like, it's. I'm trying to think.
Not
like,
buying from China will break your company. I mean,
that would absolutely undermine every single thing
yeah.
we do because you cannot operate without doing... First of all, you can't operate without other corporations, okay, as a company. But as an individual, you can't operate without other corporations, too. Mm-hmm. Because think of it this way. Okay, if you go to pay your taxes, and I'm just assuming we're not just going to be total little outlaws and, like, live on government land and, you know, build houses on government land. Mm-hmm. Assuming we at least comply, like, to some degree with the law, if you're going to be paying your taxes, how do you intend to pay the government your tax bill, right? You're going to have to interact with either a bank to, you know, get a check or something mm-hmm. of that nature because the government ain't going to take anything other
They'll
than
take cash.
Interesting, which is government,
yeah.
right? Government money, that's government money, right?
So, issued by the Federal Reserve
right.
Corporation.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to that level.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking like, okay, I'm going to have to interact with at least a bank or a website or something, right?
Right.
In order to, and who's running that website? It's probably a contracted out corporation of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and they're licensing software from a corporation of some kind. I mean, almost every thing you do, even if you were to like buy a piece of land, you're gonna end up having to interact with corporations, both government and like just ordinary corporations, like maybe not Walmart,
yeah.
but certainly some corporations.
Yeah, none of these things that he's proposing. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Are going to do anything to stop the tyranny of the state. I'm sorry. And it's not to say that you shouldn't try to, like, go more local in certain areas. Like, you know, I like the idea of buying local farm goods or whatever, and that's actually fairly popular here in New Hampshire. There's a farm that's called Bardo Farm that's run by Free State Project Early Movers. They do a great job of providing a lot of the people in the Freedom community with freshly butchered meats and things like that. And those are available, and they're more costly, but if you can afford to do it, then why not? That's fine.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like there's nothing wrong with trying to, you know, focus on, you know, the mom-and-pop stores. And I
sure.
would certainly not discourage it. It's just there is...
Yeah, when I go out to eat here, I'm going to local mom-and-pop businesses instead of Burger King or whatever every time.
Right, and you know, it's kind of interesting because, like, I'm, you know, if you want to talk about, like, an extremist, but not in the violent sense, but a different form of quote-unquote extremist, you could sort of call me an extremist in the sense of, like, privacy and certain
sure.
other areas. Like, I go out of my way
you do, yeah.
to
you spend
insane
time.
Degrees.
You spend time and money to retrieve privacy.
Right, and I don't have a cell phone with a SIM card in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it has a SIM card in it, but the cell phone, the cellular part is off, right? So I can't make or receive calls without
mm-hmm.
you know,
Wi-Fi. You
in
know,
order
Wi-Fi,
to, right. you know, With I can connect to Wi-Fi,
yeah.
but not like, and I could make calls maybe over Wi-Fi. But the point that I'm making is that is an extreme step,
it is,
right?
It is.
So I certainly would advocate taking, you know, steps, not violent, of course,
mm-hmm.
Steps to resist, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is going to be able to do the same thing or,
yeah.
you know, we can all work towards the general goals of, you know, freedom and things of this nature, and we don't all necessarily have to do the same thing even. Certainly,
and nor will that ever happen.
Right, it'll never happen anyway. But certainly, and we can certainly try and work together to some degree too. But if your starting point is not doing business with any corporation? It's, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the most hypocritical thing I think I've heard this year.
Yeah, it's pie in the sky.
It's yeah.
Let's go on here, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, what is your name?
Oh, it's Sarah.
Oh, hello, Sarah. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just joking. It's CW from KTOX.
CW, what's on your mind?
Well, Neil messed it up. He was supposed to give the number really quick, 855-586-9134. If Sarah heard that, call in around 2 to 5.
Well, she's on. I'll tell you this right now. She's on hold right now. So whatever it is you're saying to her, you want me to bring her on with you? I'll bring her on with you. Here, hang on a second.
Well, no.
You don't want to talk to her?
855.
You're trying to give her a phone number. I want you to make the pitch to her. Do you want here? I'm just gonna put her on here. Here's Sarah. Okay. Sarah, you're on with CW. He wants to invite you on a radio show. Are you willing to call in?
You know something? What state is he in?
It's Arizona, California, Nevada, tri-state area, KTOX.
Oh, you're a radio host?
I'm not.
No, he's just a listener, but he thinks that you'd be a good caller of one of their shows. And you like to call talk radio, so he's trying to turn you on to a new show, Sarah. Would you call it?
You know something? I got my hands full.
You're just too busy? You're too busy? Seriously?
Yeah, I am busy because, you know what, I got to let people know what's going on here in New Mexico.
I thought this was your job. I thought your job was to call talk radio and promote the things you want to promote in New Mexico. Why wouldn't you want to promote it to Arizona?
Well, I just one more thing that you got to learn how to do.
What do you mean you got to learn how to do? You dial a phone number.
I'm happy with what I got with you guys.
How many other stations do you call? Because I've heard a rumor you call other stations, not just Free Talk Live, right?
Well, you know, I used to call KKOB until they kicked me out.
Right.
Now they
don't kick anybody out. Stop it. That's a lie. We kick no one out.
No. She said KKOB.
10 times.
She said KKOB. She wasn't talking about K-Tux.
I was going to say
KKOB, yeah.
I'm hanging up. Bye.
All right. Thank you, CW, for the call here tonight. All right, Sarah, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, what other stations do you call? Is it serious? Seriously, are you just calling Free Talk Live, or are you calling some other shows?
Well, I mean, once in a while, I get through KKOB.
Okay, but they banned you.
Pretty much, they don't take my calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they only, like...
That's it? You don't call any of the other stations?
Not anymore.
So yeah, we're your only call?
Well, pretty much. I mean...
Why would you turn down... I don't understand this. Why would you turn down that gentleman? And he wasn't the only one. There's a guy earlier, and I'm going to give you off the air. He gave me his phone number. He wants you to give him a call so he can connect you with this other talk show in Arizona. But I don't understand why you would just turn your nose up at that.
Well, I have a lot on my mind, like doing my network marketing. I have to, you know.
All right, hold on. I want to talk to you about it. Hang on, Sarah. We're going to continue here in a moment. She's starting a business now. She's too busy to call talk radio, apparently. The number here is 603-283-6160. I guess we should feel honored by her presence. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The U.S. military downed another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace. Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some more details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
Speaking earlier at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska at about 40,000 feet over the last 24 hours. He said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, and President Biden ordered the military to shoot it down today. The president will travel to Poland later this month. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said he'll deliver remarks ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden will visit Poland that borders Ukraine February 20th through the 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. And if you appreciate what we do, in addition to the AMP program, some people have been saying they don't like Patreon. They know that they're just another one of these big tech corporations, that they can cut us off at any moment, which is true. It's all true. We went with Patreon because our website had to get blown up a couple of years ago, and it was just the easiest plug-and-play solution. And we used to spend thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars developing our own systems for these things, and now there's a website that does it for you. So we just plugged them in because it was convenient. But there is now another option, and we have the opportunity to take on subscribers through our Odyssey channel now as well. So if you visit us on Odyssey at video.freetalklive.com, and then you just click the join button right there at the top of the page, then you do have to be logged in, but it'll take you through that process. And then it'll allow you to subscribe to Free Talk Live's channel for as little as $5 a month. So just like with the AMP program, there's just, you don't get the same benefits per se. On Odyssey, you'll get like a special badge for the chat room. Eventually, we might turn it to a members-only chat, which I think would be pretty cool because there's always these trolls in there that are there every single night, and they're so repetitive. I think they might even be robots because they just put in the same exact chats every single night, and it's just so boring to have these people in there. It also seems like the same person with three different accounts just talking to themselves. So, like, if we went to members-only chat, that would probably wipe those people out, and it would actually might make the chat more interesting. But I don't know if we have any people who've joined this yet. If so, then it's not sending me emails to let me know, so I'll have to check in and see if we've actually had anybody jump into that. But if you want to support us directly without going through Patreon, then this is a way to do it. I mean, obviously, there's no true direct when it comes to charging a credit card or a debit card. But there is having more than one option, right? More than one iron in that fire. And so if we were to lose Patreon, we would still have Odyssey because it's not the same solution, right? It's not the same credit card provider or the credit card merchant provider.
You could probably self-host something, but you still have to have a merchant account.
You still have to have that merchant account, and that can get cut off. And that's what happened with our credit card provider two years ago, was they cut us off. After like more than a decade of working with the same company and having no issues, no chargebacks, no problems whatsoever, just all of a sudden it was like, well, we're
done. That's definitely a Fed whispered in their ear kind
absolutely.
Of yeah, situation.
So check out our other option, which is Odyssey. You can check them out at video.freetalklive.com. And again, click join right there at the top of the page, and we certainly would appreciate it. As we continue here, let's go back to Sarah in New Mexico. Now, Sarah, you were explaining to us why you are just too busy. We actually had two callers tonight call in. One was while you were on the line. You heard him. We brought him on with you. The other one was actually in the last hour, maybe the beginning of this hour. The other caller was the one who told us there's this other show and there's this caller, and they thought that you might get along really well, so they wanted you to call this other show. But you're refusing to do so because you claim you are too busy to call any other shows, that we are basically the only show, with the exception of an occasional local station that you call from time to time, that you're just too busy to take on another calling duty.
Right. Well, because I've been calling our state representatives on the HB 22, that bill, so I call about 1 to 3 or 5 per day. So that takes a lot of my time, and plus I'm doing that network marketing. You know, I gotta go and find out what the addresses are and go bring products, and so I got my hands full.
So you're actually running the business now? You're running the network marketing business?
Well, you know, I'm just a customer, but I have a sponsor. I mean, he wants to sign up people. So he signs them up and he puts them under me, so I get
those. Oh, I see. So you've got the guy that you signed up under. He's trying to stack customers underneath you, and that way he'll make some more money and you'll make a little bit of money. Is that the idea?
Well, all I get is free product dollars. Mm-hmm. He actually makes money. He gets 50% of the first 3 months, but
I see.
He can find them out because I don't want to be the enroller.
So you're not going around, you're not doing the prospecting, you're not trying to find the customers. He's doing all that work?
No, I'm the one that find the customers and like turn them over to him.
How do you do it? How do you find those customers?
Yeah, I just talk to people at different things, and I give out little samples of lotion and soap and catalogs, and talk about how I give out my business cards if they're interested.
So you have business cards, but you're claiming you're not trying to run a business.
But but if they're interested, Dr. Phil, he's the one that finds them up.
Dr. Phil?
Anybody. Well, that's his title. I mean, his chemistry. He's got the PhD in chemistry.
I see. Okay, so you're doing work for this guy, and then he'll sign people up underneath you, and then in theory, if they sign people up underneath them, then you'll benefit from that?
Right, so I got 30 spots, 5 lines in the first line and 25 on the second line.
What happens when you get so much? I mean, let's say this works out for you, Sarah. I mean, I know that you're saying that.
I get 40 loyalty dollars. And I'm not.
So wait. Hold on. You got two people underneath you right now?
I think I got one.
One person, okay. And they're buying. Are they buying on a regular basis? Are they buying every month?
Right, monthly commitment, 35 points.
And so you get points that's only good for product. You don't get dollars out of that.
Well, if I want to get money, I have to sign up at least one customer myself, and then I could get that two lines in cash. But okay. I just want it in loyalty dollars.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can buy product with the loyalty dollars is the idea?
Right, right. To me, it's the same. If I could buy
what happens if he puts – well, I mean, let's just say this works out for you. Let's say this guy puts 10 people underneath you. And then you're getting in 1,000 loyalty dollars per month. Can you spend that in product, or are you going to be can you do something else with it?
Well, I think I could only get about maybe at the most $90 to $100 free loyalty products.
And then what happens?
No, if I want to make it in the money, I have to sign up 8 people to get 7%.
But wait. What happens if you make more than $100 loyalty dollars in a month? What happens then? You're maxed out. You can't make any more.
That's correct, because I only get 3%. I only get 7% from 30 people, and they only order about 35-50 points, depending on if they order 60 points.
Right, I'm getting a little lost in all the numbers here. Chris, did you have a question?
Yeah, let me ask you this, Sarah. How many hours a week are you putting into this?
I'm bipolar, so I just do what I feel like. I don't count how many hours.
Okay.
I was calling and taking OB, but they stopped calling my call. They stopped talking to me.
Do you think you put in more than a couple of hours a week doing this?
I just do a little bit here and there. I don't count any. I just do it for fun. I don't know what hours I put in.
Well, I mean, you did, Sarah, say that you're spending all your time on this, and I mean
that's true. That was her excuse for not making a phone call to a radio station.
Which is why I'm trying to understand how much time are you putting this? Because you know, putting a lot of free labor into
someone else's business.
You know, somebody else's business. I mean, it's kind of interesting because there's labor laws, right? So.
Well,
she's not an employee.
Well, so that is
isn't that slave labor then, though?
No, she's volunteering for this person,
isn't
basically.
That illegal?
No, it's a volunteer work. Like, if I wanted to show up at your place.
You can't just volunteer for my business without me paying you.
Yeah, I can. I can just be like, hey, man, I want to clean up your
driveway. I don't
think
the law agrees with you on that one.
It's not a contract. I'm just. Anyway.
Look, I might agree with you from a philosophical perspective, but.
Maybe,
I don't think the government's going to agree
maybe
on
maybe you'd be
that.
Contracting with me. I want to come clean your basement or something like that. And,
I'm going to pay you at least $7.25 an
hour. That's if I'm an employee.
No, but the churches do that. The churches, they want people for free. They don't want to get paid. It's volunteers.
Sarah, you dodged Chris's question. I mean, your original point was that you were not going to call the radio station KTOX in Arizona, California, the tri-state area there. You refuse to call that station, even though you could get the word out about what's going on in New Mexico, which you say is part of your mission. You said you're just too busy running this business, but then when he asked you how many hours a week you're putting into it, you refuse to answer, acting like you're just doing it here and there. So what's the truth?
I just do it for fun, so I don't know.
Okay, but are you doing it for fun by spending 8 hours a day on it or what?
No, maybe an hour, 3 hours, depends on...
Per day?
Yeah.
That's like a part-time job.
That's definitely a part-time job.
3 hours a day, that's a part-time job, Sarah.
But, you know what, I called in. Did you know that we have the very first auto traffic memorial of New Mexico?
Ah, that's boring. Thanks for the call tonight, I appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Let's talk to Jamie in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, yeah, why does it take him a while to shoot that balloon?
Well, who knows? The claim was about the Chinese balloon, the weather balloon thing, alleged weather balloon, alleged Chinese balloon, the claim was they didn't want the debris crashing down on whatever it was that might have crashed down upon, which seems like a valid excuse. However, you know, it was over Montana at some point, so, I mean, the odds the debris was going to hit something over a field or whatever in these states that have literally no one living in them. I mean, it seemed pretty slim, but I guess it could happen.
Yeah,
it's a pretty lame excuse. And plus, couldn't they also shoot just the balloon and then it would just kind of come down pretty slowly? Like, wouldn't that be a possibility?
They put like a little dent in it, a little hole or something.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Then it's not like you don't have to blow the whole thing up. You can just
puncture the thing, and then it's going to come down.
Well, you know, it was interesting, too, because they sent a missile up to hit it, which kind of makes me wonder, was it so high up that, like, they have no other means of taking it out except for with a missile?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they have machine guns or whatever, right, don't they?
Well, but a machine gun won't go that high, right?
I don't know why it wouldn't. Right. I mean, it's on a jet, right? Like, don't they have guns on the jets?
They don't all just, I don't know.
Right?
Like, I don't know how high that stuff goes up.
I don't know either. But I heard this thing was particularly high. It was supposedly 60,000 feet up.
Which is why I'm just wondering, do we have things that are not missiles that can hit that? Or is that just so high that we can't hit it with anything other than a missile?
I don't know. I don't know. If you're in the Air Force and you want to call in, let us know. Feel free. Anything else, Jamie? Go ahead.
Yeah, plus I heard that our president has got some kind of deal with the Chinese people and the mayor or something, Vladimir Putin.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's got money involved with the Chinese people, some kind of connection with the Chinese.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know what all the details are. So that's news I have not yet seen. Jamie, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Major Payne in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Yeah, as far as the big Chinese balloon that they shot down the other day, that was at an extremely high altitude, and we only got a couple planes that can get that high up.
Mm. Okay, that answers my question.
If those things actually have machine guns in them.
I see.
Because they're so high-tech, I think it might just be a missile system. Anyway, I think if they just poked a couple of 50-caliber holes in that pot liquor, it would have just dropped down nice and slowly. That'd have been no problem.
Right.
But the thing is, it came in over the Aleutian Islands and hit Alaska and then went all the way through Canada. This damn thing should have been dropped before it ever hit the coast of Alaska, right over the Aleutian Islands.
Well, it just goes to show you that the whole idea that the U.S. military is, like, on the ball to protect the United States is ridiculous and a BS lie.
Did you know there was another balloon they shot down today over Alaska?
That's what somebody else called in earlier about, yeah.
Yeah, it was a small one. This thing only had about the cargo of, like, a small car as opposed to a couple, three buses like the other one.
Okay.
But they dropped this one on the ice, so the recovery will be more complete. It won't be doused with ice water and screw up the circuitry and such. But they don't even know, or they're not admitting if they know what country it even came from. But they're speculating it came from China because it floated across the Arctic Circle, and they're saying it didn't have steering capabilities, you know, motorized whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, it did.
It was.
The second one did. Well, that's interesting. It's the first one that did that, as I understood it, or one of the earlier ones.
Yeah. They're saying this was at the mercy of the wind, and, there's swirls around the top of the world there, and they're figuring with the flight path and the wind, it could very well have just blown across the Arctic Circle from China.
Thank you for the update, Major. Anything else you want to share?
No, but go Chiefs.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I presume that's a Super Bowl reference.
I think it's a sports reference. I don't know about Super Bowl or not. But
I think they might be in the Super Bowl this weekend. I think that's what he's referring to. By the way, I did check on Odyssey, and thank you to the two people who are supporting our channel on Odyssey so far. So we actually have had two sign-ups there, $5 a month. Channel name anonymous, so I guess we can't thank you directly, but we definitely appreciate it. Being out there and check out our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Chris, you've got a news story here that ties into the entertainment or the cartel that you were talking about earlier, Disney and Sony and, you name it, these different mega corporations that are out there trying to protect themselves from being able to have people sharing their files online. And they were going after a Usenet company. Now, we've got to briefly describe this technology, this protocol.
Really briefly. So Usenet is like sort of a decentralized, what would it be described as? A forum, basically, or a decentralized Facebook, but from like the 1990s.
This is like pre-web, basically. Pre-graphical web.
Pre-web. Yeah. Definitely pre-web. And they still exist. But basically every ISP used to have a Usenet.
Not so much anymore.
Not anymore. But they had a Usenet server, and basically the way it works is it sort of syncs up with other Usenet servers, and so it's sort of distributed, right? The forum is sort of distributed.
Yeah.
Well, humorously, the copyright cartels actually thought that this was it would be worthwhile to go after Usenet providers on the internet that still exist, because you can share copyright infringing content on Usenet.
Mm-hmm.
And they sued in Europe. So the story is from 23, by the way. Usenet provider claims support Supreme Court victory against anti-piracy group Bren. But anyway, this is it took 14 years. So they sued. Jeez. Okay, so the copyright cartels, they sued this Usenet provider.
Mm-hmm.
The Usenet provider folded.
Wow.
Okay, like immediately. But other Usenet providers apparently funded the defense, and they defended the case all the way up to the European Supreme Court. After 14 years of not being in business, the Usenet provider won the case at the European Supreme Court.
What's their name?
That's a good question. The defunct Usenet provider's name was News Service Europe.
Okay.
And yeah, 14 years. This is what they call justice.
Yeah.
Wow. Justice. It kind of gets better, though,
okay.
Because the copyright cartels are being forced to pay 65,000 euros in legal fees.
That's it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know why it's only 65,000 euros. Right, right. It does. It definitely does. So I'm not sure why. I don't know if this is only because they only had to pay part of the legal fees, or if it's
or the lawyers are working cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, like, but yeah.
Interesting. All right. So what was the the allegation in the case? Does he get into it?
Yeah, so let's see here.
I presume the Usenet provider was one of those providers that, says, hey, we're uncensored. You can just take whatever Usenet you want from here. We don't pay any attention. You know, that kind of thing.
More or less. So
even though they know, they must know, right? Like, the whole point of being uncensored on the Usenet is you've got the piracy groups in there.
Well, this
right?
is the funny thing. I don't even think they were arguing that they were, or advertising themselves as uncensored, right?
Okay.
But despite that, the copyright cartel suit,
because
you could find infringing content. You can find infringing content everywhere, but you can find it on Usenet. So this is what they had
but
to say.
Some of the providers take those groups out, and you have to go and find the ones that are like, oh, okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, censorship has been around on Usenet for a long time. So it's not. In the early 90s, there wasn't really the censorship that occurred. But later, it definitely started getting censored. And this was before copyright. It was because, like, there's all sorts of disturbing stuff that you would find back in the day on Usenet.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it did end up getting censored in later years. So representing the movie and music industries, Brent argued that that NSE, so News Service Europe, must delete all infringing content from its servers. And in 2011, the Court of Amsterdam sided with the anti-piracy group.
Hmm.
In its initial verdict, the court concluded that NSE willingly facilitated online piracy through its services. As a result, the company was ordered to remove all copyrighted content and filter future posts for possible copyright infringements. Which, basically, this isn't even feasible. Like, you can't do this. It doesn't really work. At least that's the order stated it, right? Sure, you can certainly censor certain
groups. You could censor certain groups, things, but you don't know what the content of the groups is.
But you can't censor, like, all copyright infringing material, because, like, how would you even know?
Yeah.
And by default, everything is copyrighted. So they're basically being ordered to censor everything, and they might as well just shut down, because there's nothing left. Every post, like, when you make a post on a forum, that post that you made is technically under copyright, but based on the law. The law says everything by default, this wasn't always the case, but everything by default is now under copyright. So unless you explicitly, like, put it in the public domain, technically there's copyright infringement going on there. Right, shut down and appeal. According to the Usenet provider, this filtering requirement would be too costly to achieve. It shut down its service, but appealed the case. After several more years of litigation, the Amsterdam Appeals Court ruled that NSE wasn't liable for pirating users after all. Same court? That's weird. Oh, no, a court of appeals, I guess. Yeah. So, different court. But NSE was required to offer a response and effective notice and takedown procedure, possibly with additional measures. Which is probably pretty standard, so that doesn't surprise me too much. Unhappy with the outcome, Bren decided to take the matter to the Dutch Supreme Court. While NSE was no longer a threat, the case could prove crucial for many other Usenet providers. Bren has been very critical of some commercial Usenet companies, describing them as a refuge for pirates of all ilks. Almost nobody uses it, which is really funny. Which is like this is where you're going to spend your resources? With uploaders, site owners, and resellers working in tandem to facilitate and profit from widespread copyright infringement. It's just Usenet, guys.
Profiting. These people don't profit from this.
It's not necessarily off the copyright. It's off providing a service that some people use for. This is like,
but the pirates themselves don't profit.
This is like saying the ISPs profit off of copyright. It's not like, though, but the problem with that logic is it's like, okay, let's say you got rid of all copyright. Would the person still be subscribed to an internet service provider? Of course they would. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't have internet service these days? Just because you can get to copyright infringing material through that ISP doesn't mean that they're profiting off of copyright infringement or they're engaging in copyright infringement or advocating for copyright infringement or any of that.
They're just the system that you pass the data through.
Right. They're a neutral intermediary.
Yeah.
They're not, but yet this is what the copyright cartels are arguing.
Okay, so it went to the Dutch Supreme Court.
Yeah, so NSE clearly disagreed and positioned itself as a content-neutral intermediary that simply hosts and transfers bytes, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it should fall into the same category as other services, including YouTube and file hosting platforms. Supreme Court decides. Since the Dutch Supreme Court initially struggled with the key questions of the liability side, it planned to seek input from the European Court of Justice. However, after a related YouTube upload liability verdict was delivered by Europe's highest court, that was no longer deemed necessary. Instead, both NSE and Bren were asked to share their stance on the verdict, which essentially held that online platforms are not liable for pirating users, provided they have a proper takedown procedure and are not aware of any specific infringement. Right. That's exactly how it's supposed to be. In its decision published today, the Dutch Supreme Court states that appeals court ruled correctly when it found NSE shouldn't be held liable. The fact that NSE had a decent takedown procedure and no apparent knowledge of infringement weighed in its favor. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it knew about infringement on its network existing in general, but not about specific content of which it failed to respond to. The court also confirmed that NSE didn't curate any content, nor did it specifically promote copyright infringement. Right.
How are they supposed to give people notice on Usenet of a takedown? Like, that seems really confusing to me.
I don't know. Yeah. It would be impossible to, like, you know, comply with the verdict as, you know, as is.
What do you do? Post a message in the forum and say, hey, we're deleting these from our server or whatever. I guess that's all they can do. I guess they can delete the messages from their own server.
Yeah, they can do that. And that would be compliant. But there's no counter response that you can. Yeah, it's crazy. It's one-sided copyright law.
It's kind of a win, I guess. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.